folks, may I ask, please, if we could just be kind enough to take a moment, please, and bow our heads, which we've not done yet.
Yeah,
and,
that's for sure.
And have ourselves just a moment, please, of silence. Sacred.
Mine!
I can see that one. Get my head hunkered down, and I didn't say much. I knew these subgeniuses could tear me limb from limb if I gave the slightest sign that I was
part,
not in agreement
with
their so-called harebrained philosophy.
Day, which for me
back up while the planet realigns itself.
And I most certainly will be here next year. How about you?
Hang on for just a minute while we shift to the left.
My very sanity escaping like steam through so many pores.
Last week, you would have been out there at your job. But instead, you were here waiting.
He don't know me very well, do he?
Out there at your job.
But seriously, folks, X-Day was a pot of rentals that just won't stop rewarding one.
I was leaving no child behind. That's what I was doing.
Leave that child behind alone.
You can't change a diaper properly without advocating this approach.
A properly diaper change. And here it is, starring
traffic, noise, and air quality. Impacts the things we smell and see.
In
here on the show.
Stingham on the Thingham.
I'm going to put the show in a box here.
And the mayor is trying to persuade us to put the show into the box more gracefully than we did last year.
Really?
Graceful is the word.
We were graceful. Was that the year that the man, was it drunk mothers for Drummond?
Drunk mothers for Drummond attacked the state capitol building. They must have had some springs and some screws loose
on your microphone
a flaming dummy to Lieutenant Governor
it
Bobby.
It sounds like you're coming in through the monitor or something.
It's the Merrimack
line
flying its colors.
A line, long line, you know, a line is a long.
This line green bower might present.
But it is more than 2 points.
And six
it's two
demerits.
Points stacked together gives it.
Oh, come on, fella. It's the best damn party anybody ever went to. Here, have another drink. I'd like you to meet a real good friend of mine. He's right over here. I know this guy. I love this guy. Let me introduce you to him. He's
2 points.
Real good money. Just hold on. Here, I got your name at the tip of my... I mean, I know it like I know the back of my...
Could be the screwed up things you can
eat. Jeez, an excellent thing.
The giant wandering spider of Brazil.
There we go.
Okay, now, yeah, it sounds better, I guess.
So I think Sterner
on the top of my head.
Little fella.
Off the top of my head.
You could choose little Sterner. Just
the world's largest wolf spider. A Brazilian wandering spider, the genus Sterner.
To tell
not
you,
only the largest living spider,
that Dr. Al has a large
also one of the most aggressive
in his pocket.
Known to
he keeps this
human
spider
victim
in his pocket to tell him what to do next. This is the pocket spider.
Pocket soak up the boiler. Get up ahead of
Dr.
steam.
Al,
make the girl dance.
You can learn by buying
the coordinated effort between these spiders, Dr. Howe and Reverend Stan.
What? Spiders? What? What?
Dr. Howe, why do you have
you've seen them too.
Spider.
I knew I wasn't alone in my mania. Yes,
differentiated
they're everywhere.
Bro.
Apparently you have one in your pocket.
No!
Between an honorable distraction.
Because I would feel its twitching.
And a consequential industrial
distraction. Do I say anything?
Well, that's the rumor. You keep one as a pet in your pocket.
I once did have a pet.
A pocket
spider, but
so
she was not in my pocket. No, she was free to inhabit her web because she was an Aranea. And take the insect which I put there for her.
Insect in there?
At first, she would
be, Dr.
be afraid of insects larger than
look,
she was, but pretty soon she got so that she'd come down and she would take large cockroaches that were bigger than her, and then all the discarded insect parts that were thrown out of her web, the accumulate on the windowsill, and my roommate started to complain about all that spider. That's all over the windshield. Because of my pet
spider. A wolf spider and a land squid.
How much
he left. I was worried she was going to create an egg sack, but instead she solved that problem for me by just leaving. And her web was empty.
And the land squid greatly improves its chances for survival.
Get him off.
Moving in the same direction. Over and over again.
The
incumbent squid displays this phenomena in a vulgar fashion.
I wish I had
its prescriptive cannon firing thusly.
The squid kid.
They did come near.
Boy, oh boy, can those wolf spiders, they Google like crazy.
They are incredibly rapid, are they not?
They are great researchers. I mean, sometimes their answers are a little random. I didn't ask that question, young wolf spider.
It must be understood that these spiders are free-ranging and do not construct web. Not the males or even the larger and more savagely aggressive females.
Now, how are they different from tarantulas?
The tarantula is a lycosid, a true wolf spider, but the Brazilian wandering spider is a phoniphid and generally immediately recognizable, first by its enormous size, and secondly, the fang sheaths, the fuzzy pantaloons that enclose
the
a brilliant red color. We stand out against the flag
of the leopard spiders.
But another quick way to identify them is that they run after you and attempt to bite you.
Modified loincloth.
They're very aggressive.
Hollywood Boulevard.
These breeches.
And that's Hollywood.
Fly open in the face of danger, releasing the aforementioned liquid deterrent.
It is possible to underestimate and overestimate the danger of spider venom. Different forms.
Even at the same time, we call this under-overestimate. It's like I'm for against it.
The deadliness of the toxin of Fonucria lies not in its concentration, but in the large volume which is injected when the creature makes its bite.
What really happened in Brushwood on
July 5th,
1998?
Unspeakable beyond all possible description. A vile blot on the face of human development.
And this is from the oral history of the Church of the Soap Genius.
Well, but that wasn't all that happened. Yeah, there was some good stuff that happened, too. Believe me, I ought to know I was there. Well, for one thing, we were rained out for a couple of days. There wasn't anything to do but stay inside and study each other.
Study each other.
And this went on and on.
And we studied each other's toupee. For hours on
no end. One had toupee. That was the nice thing about it. And then, then the sun
we held
arose,
up
and the seas of mud
of
dried up, and we were able to prosecute our endeavors to the full
in the strangest
under
way.
The bright light
everything
of day, the harsh
completely
actinic radiation of the unclouded
and that was just on the surface.
Sun.
Digging deeper, you could see that we spelled it inside out. At
when moon
time,
lay heavy on flower and tree.
To the fifth dimension.
And the weary fifth day turned dimension. To his rest. Lingering like
back
unloved
in my
guest.
Day, we used to squirm only twice.
Now, what can you do if one of these colossal spiders decides to take a bite out of you?
You can pick up your submachine gun and blow it away,
much.
Like we always did.
You always did what? Of course, they aren't on this continent.
They're good to have
so
an Uzi.
Far,
that's
anyway.
Why you keep an Uzi right next to your side or Glock. Keep your Glock.
And some argue
there.
That the Australian funnel web megalomorph spider is a greater danger to
that's
human than
the
giant Brazilian wanderer. Another name they have, another common name, is banana spider. Not because they resemble a banana in any particular, but because they often hitchhiked to the U.S. in bunches of bananas in the past when they were shipped in the old great bulk container ship back in the days of the merchant marine on the high seas.
Merchant to the universe. Let's go back in time.
Yes.
Into the universe.
Very often these banana boats are known with swarm with giant spiders.
Have been sprouting since 1980 nonstop.
Spiders eat bananas?
What keeps them going? How do they stay up so late? What kind of foodstuffs do they have to consume at a rapid pace just to maintain this luxurious lifestyle?
And where and how do your tax dollars fit into this picture?
How do your tax dollars indeed? Do they spend your tax dollars or not? Or do they just keep them for themselves and pile them up in big stacks in the back room and swim through them?
That's right. Mistake.
Okay. Take this big pill.
So this is,
take this big pill. Chew it. You have to chew it. It's not.
Oh, the website is called EFF.org. Deep Links 2009-08 Snatching Rights Playa. And it's, this
are you
going to
share that with me? So I'll be,
who sent me this about photos out there.
Like,
did you send it to me?
Somebody takes a photo of the giant rocket.
It says, paragraph 9 says, I agree that in the event I have post or allowed to be posted any images, still or video on a personal website or websites controlled by a third party, that in the event Burning Man notifies me that any such images must be removed for any reason whatsoever, in Burning Man's sole discretion, I will promptly remove them or cause them to be removed, those images. And I will place or cause to be placed on any website which such images are displayed, a notice that images can be used only for the poster's personal use and not for any other purpose, and the downloading or copying of the images are prohibited. I further, in the event of any third-party displays or disseminates of any images in a manner not authorized by this agreement, I assign to Burning Man the copyright so the Burning Man can enforce against the third party any restrictions concerning the use of images, and I appoint Burning Man as my
attorney. Do you have to have a Burning Man logo in the image or something to be proof that it's at Burning Man?
Well, you should check out the ticket. It's got Charles Darwin and his brains visible.
Is that right?
What's that?
Yes.
How do you prove that it was at Burning Man? That's all, the burden of proof is on Burning Man, right?
Well, I would only get to Burning Man if
because, like, if you were there the day before Burning Man started, and you took a picture, does that count?
Well, if you'll notice in my La Contessa and the Whale, the first thing I say in the paragraph over here is, 3 weeks before Burning Man,
yeah,
we were out in the desert.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And there's no big crowds. There's nothing. Nothing. Nothing
yeah,
except a bunch of adults
want to steal everything
like
from them.
And the best part is the people that know me from long ago looking at this life and going, he just goes out in the desert. And
what's that strange ship?
You mean we don't own the desert yet? When do we get to own that and all those images that happen the rest of the year on that desert?
After
is this the part where that's
the
420 guys can't hear us, see, and then they'll suddenly be visible on the big monitor of time and space.
You know, I hear a lot about this health care plan they're talking about, but what about the health, what about the wealth care plan?
What about the elf care plan?
Yeah, the elf care plan.
You gotta care for elves and fairies, little spirits. They have had a hard time with it.
The shelf care plan. The shelf that was just falling off the wall the other day because nobody cared about it anymore. They just put too many books on it. They stacked a bunch of records on it. They put things. It wasn't even screwed into the wall with toggle bolts. It had just plain little short, poorly constructed, poorly
like
executed
screw right into the
screws.
Plaster.
Just right into the plaster. It was really poorly executed, and it was a shelf that was not even, it was poorly designed on top of that. It wasn't a straight shelf. It had like a crooked aspect to it that just made it even harder to mount and even less useful once it actually got onto the wall. And you know, nobody talks about a shelf care plan. We really need to have a new shelf care plan. Help us in this endeavor where our shelves are falling off the wall, they're poorly built, they're shoddily constructed, they're hung by workers that don't care, they're poorly paid, they don't have a health care plan, they work for the private enterprise for Republicans, and if only they could get them out, we could have straight shelves, we could put our books back in. We need a show for a plan. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm advocating. Okay, thank you, Dr. Halper, for clearing that up for me.
Well, I think we've all learned something this day about the healthcare emergency facing our nation. And in just a little while,
our nation's walls.
Battle of the Boffin Swords with bolsters stuffed with cream cheese, raspberry yogurt, and stir on.
While you view your new show, what a contented subgenius you would be.
I would be, but everything has to be just right, or I simply will not do it. Let's look at it my way, shall we?
Yes, let's do it.
You know, when I get up in the morning and brush my teeth and tie my shoes, not necessarily.
Yes, you tie your shoes just like everybody else when you get up, except for that one extra leg you have with that extra shoe on it, where you have to tie it as well to your other leg because it doesn't really work well anymore.
General Howe proposed
a third useless appendage that you just strap to yourself.
Sail away unmolested.
Remember that one?
The British Army would spare Boston.
Otherwise, this is a film of General Howe
would raise the city.
General Howe.
Washington. I just captured virtually the entire British Army.
Was that before or after his hypnotic ceremony?
I think it's
the army.
You can see them, the girls come in like this. So it's before. It's the General Howe takes over China and fixes the entire economic system.
Was the right.
And all these special anti-versions come in.
Independence by March.
And take control of the situation. Fighting deeply. Into and Dr. Howe's skull.
In the midst of the
general Howe.
Must have
general
the support
General Howe.
Washington knew that if Boston
he sat in the red pool,
opposition to separating from the British Empire would intend
reading from his
that
pamphlet.
Would delay independence. And so it was that Pete Goldie insulted Jeffrey Smart again and again.
Again and again. And he wasn't so smart, was
unwilling
he?
To forgive him for the War of Independence and the way the British acted during our revolution.
Yeah, because he made Jeffrey comes from smart one of those states where that's still important. It's like if you're from Alabama, and they or no, I take it back. It's if you're from Virginia, and they Virginia? Still hate Custer because he's a Union guy.
Custer?
Yeah, not only if you plus they still hate the English.
State, they hate the English.
They still hate the English. Sure.
Yeah, because he goes way back. Yeah,
because your king can't hold us down. We don't more.
And he's one of the old oppressors.
When you got to face the facts, pal. Face the true facts.
I hear you guys. I'm a Burning Man already.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to hear it from somebody.
There's only one rave tour going. We need about eight more rave
music like this. And then driving all the way back to some wimpy state like Massachusetts or something.
Don't quit smoking. 25 feet within the doorway.
The pipe.
Have you fallen into the pipe? Fall into the pipe. Lean deeply. Lean deeply back. Fall into the pipe. Look deeply into the pipe. The pipe can save your life.
Really?
If only you would let it.
I just went to the pipe store and got three more little teeny mini pipes. And I made a zombie bomb, and I'm about to make a devil bomb.
Cool.
And then I guess I have to put them in a movie somewhere.
A movie.
Well, when are we going to play in
the long range?
See, that's what I was going to. I was trying to work that around Labor Day because I have.
Which is what's the day on Labor Day?
It's like
call 848-425. Tell us what the date on Labor Day.
Process of time.
We can look it up, but we'd really rather trust a person.
I'm going to
play a little song.
I believe it's the 7th.
How much
it's the 7th, I believe.
Trust
so it's the weekend before.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Going back up to Florida Arena. I really want to go. I've got like 4 or 5 days off.
Ready-made.
I'd like to go take a ready-made trip up to like
one of the
Berlin Ichthyosaur State Park and see the dinosaur ichthyosaur fossils.
Yeah. See the green
take
screen.
Take big pictures of them so I can bring them back. Show them to my friends.
Drag Hal up there sometime.
Yeah, we should drag Hal up there, but I'm sure he's way too busy
where they found
to go
a little
up there.
Body
and it's the what? The 29th of September?
No, here, let me consult my calendar here.
Yeah, it's electronic, man.
So you invented the pyramid, see?
Electronic, man.
With the power of belief. I
with the power of we?
Of the week.
Oh, the power of the week, yes.
That's how the pyramids came to be. But what about America?
But why did they choose 7 days? What made them choose 7 days instead of six?
Well, the seventh day is for rest. For rest and relaxation.
That's why Jesus.
That's fun, Dad. Fun.
That's why Jesus and the Bible said that's why we had seven. But you know why did the Indians, the Hindus have seven? Why do the Hindus have 7 days? What caused us to have 7 days?
New Jersey.
You got the answer to that. If there is an answer.
The state of New Jersey did.
There is an answer. I'd like to. But can you find it? Okay, let's see. I'm consulting my calendar here.
That landed on Utah Beach back on D-Day.
Labor Day would be on the 7th. And then the 11th is that following Friday.
Did you look at the calendar?
Yes, I'm looking at it.
So it's Folly Friday as we head out to the Hattahoochee National Monument Desolation Wilderness Area to set off dynamite charges and enjoy the Subgenius Film Festival 3.0.
Now, if we do that, we should do that starting...
If we do that, I thought you were entirely
behind. Oh, yeah, I am, but that should be done on...
VHS, yes. Will you have VHS?
That'll be done on the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th.
To bring your
4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th is the Subgenius Film Fest at Berlin Ichthyosaur State Park.
Oh, so the Ichthyosaur
Actually, we'll have to have it at Grantville.
The colossal fish.
Don't you think we should have it at Grantville?
Yes, exactly. I suppose that might be quite a bash, especially if we get to visit the gift shop and purchase model ichthyosaurs.
Yeah, we could go to the model ichthyosaurs. Did they have model ichthyosaurs in there?
Yeah, no. They had little plushy.
They better if they want
to
live.
Plushy ones and little. They had rubber ones. They had all kinds of
rubber. Oh,
yeah.
Rubber ichthyosaurs.
They had some books.
But the best part is a picture of the Overman in front of the big wall, 3D wall ichthyosaur outside.
The full size ichthyosaur mural.
Which is
pretty cool.
Yeah.
They show the eyeball, the size of the
lights, right, and all the tourists. There was one old ancient couple. Remember, they were kind of tottering around.
Yeah.
And they took off as soon as the scary Overman showed up. Like, hey!
Yeah, and then the next day, though, we spent the whole day there.
We what?
Huh? Yeah, because we went to the mine that day. We went to
the mine?
And I,
you know, they have since
mine,
they don't do tours of that mine anymore.
In the mine, really? In the mine, yeah. In the mine.
Then you just stand there and look at the opening? Or?
I guess so. Man, that's a bummer. That was a really cool
and
part
the,
of it.
The blessing was we got an amazing ranger. Maybe he's all turned on because he just done the Disney or Turner Channel or some other Discovery Channel.
Disney.
So he'd been in that place where he's arguing where Custer died, and there's the other guy arguing where Custer died. And he was real excited by that. He was so turned on. He's going, this. And,
yeah, but they're just, in wonderful. Terms of the metaphor of arguing about where Custer died, in terms of the intensity of your perspective, which was what he brought to the table, because it definitely made our experience much, much better.
And then we had lunch. We came back, and it was a different ranger. He was still,
you know, both those rangers, I remember thinking, that would be a pretty good gig, being a ranger in a park like that.
Yeah, I agree.
You went back and you sit on your doorstep at night, and you got this unbelievable expanse of this beautiful horizon in front of you, and these mountains, and gosh, it was just gorgeous there. I want to go back, so that's what we will. If we leave on the 4th or the 3rd,
I want to go back.
If I leave on the 3rd, which is a Thursday, then we can have 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. September 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. Can you go, Hal?
The what, and what?
Don't go, Hal.
What are those dates that you were citing at me?
September
1st.
Crazy show. What are they talking
3rd,
about?
4th, 5th, 6th,
They just want
7th.
A power station.
Well, we'll see about that.
Now you're probably a Burning Man still, right?
It might work, but I do have to get back to the Burning Man. Yes, in the first week, I expect to be at Burning Man. If I ever get there, then I'll have to be there. Will I ever manage to get back? That's the question. Will I return?
So, I mean, I guess on the you would have to come back on the 4th, right, or something?
No one's ever come back.
Oh,
but
I see.
That
oh,
did,
yeah, right. Okay.
Those that did I'll had something missing, before, too. Did you know that?
Who had what?
Those that did come back, when we discovered them 30 years later, they were there. Never the same.
Lazarus was never a fun guy after his experience.
Yeah.
So
not only that, his rotting flesh had healed over and looked hideous. His face was just looked like Oscar Wilde. I mean, the face of Dorian Gray.
A minor celebrity
after he'd been
in the town.
Lying and stealing and cheating for so many years.
Mm-hmm. He's not that bad. He's just an ordinary doofus. He's not an extraordinary villain.
Yeah, that's easy for you to say. You didn't have to pick up after it.
Well, that's because Jesus could understand his intrinsic worth if you couldn't. I remember, if you deny his worth, you stand against our Lord. Jesus himself chose Lazarus as the subject for his experiment in resuscitation.
Because he'd only been dead for it.
And like a revenant, Lazarus came
forth. How long had Lazarus been dead?
3 days.
Three complete
days. And he started to smell.
He was starting to get a little rank there.
But all this process.
Now, you know, the 3 days is a symbolic number, right?
By Jesus the Jew.
3 days is a symbolic number.
If you believe that, you will go to sit at his right hand.
Because 3 days was meant that there was no possible way he could have been alive.
Just so.
But then what is alive but just a series of falling, cascading, ever decaying?
It is a gestalt of electro and biochemical events, but no single event unless...
Living itself is the process of oxidation and
Or Victor Frankenstein.
And the wearing out of the husk
in
which
electricity,
that life
or as he called it, galvanism, using equipment primitive to us, the laden jar assembly to raise the necessary current, managed to animate his legendary monster and keep it eternally alive.
So this is easily the most sleazy late night talk radio shows, and the most elevated.
Well,
because
let's consider
we are the latest of the late night.
When January 17th, 1964,
music format radio station.
That's when the U.S. Air Force just sort of misplaced, lost 4 hydrogen bombs over the coast of Spain.
The general was quoted as saying, "This is the damnedest thing I've ever heard of."
Yeah, it was a deadly accident. The crash had far-reaching consequences, and the massive search for the missing bombs didn't help either. Cold War, hot nukes, whatever you want to call it. Nuclear weapons are always good for some rude chuckles and elbow. But what of the election that changed America in 1828 when Major General Andrew Jackson was pitted against incumbent John Quincy Adams? A watershed moment in American political history.
Hey, let's change our clothes and start a new style, if you want to.
You mean dress up like Foo for Oz?
Right.
Like dandies?
Foo for Oz dandies and candy ass.
It costs money to purchase such terrible
candy ass role players. Mediocritans with full
plates. No, not mediocritans.
Shooting out the front of our foreheads.
That's crazy.
Like a big plate. Plate stuck in her eye.
Music and just be free.
Be free.
This is the most baffling event to ever occur in the annals of human experience.
Well, you know, that is somewhat baffling, but then that whole thing that you were going to read out of the paper also must have baffled the compositor or the editor.
Uh-huh,
or
uh-huh.
Do you wonder
right.
If maybe they did it? Somebody did it on purpose.
I think it was a fraud Vivian slip.
Which will be bruited as an accident.
And so I must, now I have to comment on it. The Berkeley Daily Planet dated volume, August 13th through the 19th,
yes.
2009, volume 11, issue 20.
Uh-huh.
On page 2,
yeah,
I want to read the article
the same as page 1,
in the
no,
it's in the middle column, the fourth article down. Special to the planet, Office Depot by Rio Baus. Office Depot employee at odds over Berkeley overcharges, and I'll read.
So they've been charging over Berkeley.
censoring anything. Office Depot Berkeley is taking Tit's fight to the media. Now, I don't know what you think about that first line, but that certainly sets the tone for the rest of the article.
Yes, I saw it. It's actually printed there, and they mean they bludgeon each other with enormous bazooms.
With their breasts. With their
until one or the other succumbs to breast battery.
Somebody's going to have to
someone's
come up as the winner, and somebody's going to be the loser between the media and Office Depot Berkeley.
Yeah, someone's going to be the loser.
Protuberances. I want you to refer to that article yourself so you'll know that I'm not.
Well, you cited the volume number and issue number before, but perhaps you'd like to do
it again. To say, yes, it was issue number, volume 11, issue number 20, August 13th through the 19th, 2009.
Boy, am I glad we did that.
Second page, middle column, fourth article. Please read it yourself. I won't repeat it because, not because I'm ashamed, not because I don't have the guts.
Certainly.
It's because I'm embarrassed.
Embarrassed
to say that again.
You so embarrassed. Yes, the Third Reich was bombed with a fusillade from Bomber Harris and General Curtis Gotar, LeMay.
And, Gotar?
Gotart.
Gotar the wrongbringer.
They called him
Gotar the gradual onset.
Gotar, that's a different...
Rotar, the stomach too big.
Rotar, the rotating...
Rotar, the aliens run him. Rotar, the big thunder.
The wrenchuous thunder.
Same lady, by the way, is doing the French translation of the show.
The wrenching French translation.
For the children?
Yeah.
This is where the children's at.
They're getting their milk and they have their biscuit in their hand and listening to the show right now.
Let's let them tell them their instructions.
Name six
presidents.
Yeah, we're running the translation. Translation.
This child is so smart to be able to pick up this language skill this young and this fast.
Four T right there. You're doing good.
But what about ancient Egypt?
On top, breathe.
Whose child rearing video is this?
I don't know, but this holds true to the theory we postulated earlier that in different degrees, of course, for the different cults and denominations, but in the priestly life of all anthropomorphic cults, the marks of a vicarious consumption of time are visible.
Three.
One, two, three.
Right. You see, so the child speaks French but cannot count up to three.
What type they do not understand.
They don't really care about three.
They don't care about counting.
One,
and they don't care about Jesus.
Every election year, it seems we are forced to choose.
We are forced to choose.
I mean, they don't agree with mortification of the flesh for
Marty, Bazooka Joe, or even Pud. Well, I only meant to refer to literary characters.
Yeah, all across America.
But wouldn't devout consumption?
And how does America have
exposition of the nature of vicarious consumption?
I'm people are turning to
and I'm masturbating to her right now.
Man, not in my car.
Not in my car.
Answer.
Don't do that.
Ask your doctor.
A Kennedy please can
masturbate enough for you.
She's smart. She's
side effects include flushing, blushing, fainting,
I'm going to vote for Sarah Palin because she's a mother.
I'm voting for Sarah Palin because she wants control of my vagina.
I'm voting for her because she shoots guns.
I'm voting for her because she's kind of cute, and I think she has a fat ass.
I kind of like
and that's why she should be our next vice president.
I masturbated to Sarah Palin.
The place where his hair plugs were.
Sarah Palin.
Before they fell out.
Well, I wear these.
No, we masturbated to Sarah Palin.
I'm really into anybody that has hair plugs is kind of turns me on.
This like John Cleese, he got them, and they look just fine.
That's just crazy, man.
Despite their apparently
what about his teeth, though? His teeth look a little
higher
unnerving.
Cognition, cognitive theories based
those
on
those big fangs that stick out of the front of his skull, well, those are kind of weird.
Computation.
What are they? Can fangs?
We read the works of Paracelsus on the show or sometimes
symbolically show that
just
he's in communication with the Lord.
Stones of arch actually held firmly in place.
We go down to downtown after midnight.
Stone or Keystone.
Hang out on First Avenue.
To substantiate this
we wait for the
controversial claim.
Denizens of the night.
We hope to define and develop in depth the cognitive architecture based in neural computation, but supporting formally explicit higher-level symbolic descriptions, including new grammar formalism.
Trash can,
yes, this is absolutely necessary. Not laxity, but severity. Otherwise, without the definition of terms, we will never get from point A to point B.
Tell them. You tell them that. Just see what happens. And just fall into this pool and wash away the pinkness. Or experience the pain.
That's the one.
Yes, here in the delightful, bubbling cauldron of conversation. Well, what happened in this catamaran voyage the other day that you fleetingly told me of?
I was not on it.
But you surely heard about the thundering.
No, you know, I forgot to call the crew and find out. I meant to, but I never did. And then I fell asleep and it was over.
Call for Wally. Call for Wally. For an estimate free, give it cheerfully. Call Wally immediately.
I have instructions from the UFO.
I'll come again. Yes.
Then we were able to just kind of work, design back from that.
Well, you can reason backwards as well as forwards and experience history like never before.
But I just
Snow glass money from dark gray matter, they call it.
It's kind of a tantalizing temptation.
Snow
if
and
one
it's
retains
snow.
Even the skeleton of former honesty. It might be,
it may be a skeleton, but it's
entertaining,
beautiful,
heroic, or fearsome sight of the towering mass of animated bones, Mr. Skeletor, or Skullgaria forever, in scenario visualization.
Is that from X-Day?
You know what I really hate is when people ask me if Bob is really dead.
Really?
He was hanging. His disgusting
really
body was hanging there all through X-Day.
I just did an edit of the shooting.
He did kill him. He did really kill him. But like every good deity, or good guru, good savior, whatever you want to call him.
Rumors.
He's been resurrected several times.
Resurrected.
In the church, we call it re-erection. We don't call it resurrected. That's sort of an ancient, old-style nomenclature. We like to think of it as re-erected. We rebuilt him better than before.
Shall never die.
He's a better Bob than he was before.
He's
because
a better
he's
Bob
with
than
better, better soins technology.
From the elastic substance.
This is something a lot of people in the
into
church don't
know.
When Bob was killed on that fateful day in 1984,
oh,
during his first killing,
and
that's when he was able
around
to
get
his soul enhancement. When he re-erected himself, his
like
soul that was at version 3.2.
angelic host which surround the
he was able to leverage that into a new construct that was
too
better, bigger, smarter, and braver than before.
More powerful than flaming Jupiter.
It's tennis shoes cleaner. It's underwear less
more
smelly.
More lovely than the monarch of the skies in Washington.
Traffic and noise and air quality improved. It was amazing.
And furthermore.
And all because of the version 3.2 software upgrade.
Yeah. Go,
Bob's soul was bigger, better, kinder, and less smelly than before.
Yes, the human soul did appear in Revelation X. There was an electron micro photograph that was blown up. Now, Stang said it also suspiciously resembled a fat guy who pulled his pants down and sat on the Xerox machine. But really,
but
I challenged
all
him.
Souls resemble
I challenged
the fat
him
guy.
On this point, and I said, are you saying that fat guys with their pants pulled down don't have souls? Is this the enlightened view of the church, the head of the Church of the Suffering?
Well, Dr. Howe, I really thought that all souls looked like a fat guy with his pants pulled down
well,
sitting
that was,
on
I
a...
Well, I think, the intent of the original
eight.
Founders, but...
When I look at your soul, it looks like a fat guy sitting on a Xerox machine. But when I look at my soul, it looks like a fat guy sitting on a Xerox machine.
Just so. And so I think we need
to... When I look at her soul, it reminded me of a fat guy.
We don't actually need to keep showing these pictures that we've already established.
I think next time we start a cult,
we
should probably choose a beautiful woman sitting on a Xerox machine.
Yes, that would be far preferable to what we're seeing
for you guys.
Yes, now, by the close of the Pleistocene epic, humans evolved the conscious creative problem-solving capacity.
But I guess it
scenario
is show.
Visualization.
So
this enabled them to evolve other powers, as it were, and outlive other hominid species and populate the planet. As the range of giant apes, which ultimately retreated to Skull Island in that gap of ocean between the shores of Madagascar and the Indian. Far to the west of the Nias Islands of Palau Nias. That is where Skull Island once existed. And although they say it sank completely, perhaps there's still something there.
We'll find
where the giant gorilla King Kong once lived and had his apes kingdom.
This thing
behind the forbidden wall across the base of Skull Mountain. Well, I hope you like this story, boys.
I love that story, Doctor.
Like a free gift. Write to Dial a Story. Box 1, Grand Rapids.
And we'll put the nude photos in as a special incentive if you mail in now.
Oh, you disgusting fellow. Can you not contain yourself, Fred?
Is this more Aunt Bertha porn?
I'm afraid so.
Look, here she's commanding an English man of war.
Photos.
I hope you like Aunt Bertha's birthmark.
The crew's gathered around her on deck, listening to her nice story.
She's in that lower berth again.
That birthmark.
They fixate on certain parts of her ancient anatomy.
Aunt Bertha's most revealing work reads like a novel, entertains like a television docudrama, and educates like the best college professor you ever had. She is at once informative, quirky, and funny.
Aunt Bertha has created
devoted and devoutly left.
I had Aunt Bertha for social
Her work is part religious study and part travelogue. Aunt Bertha proves a reliable guide, getting both the concepts and the corpses right. The idea of the thing and the thing itself, and the thing with tentacles that lives in the bottom of the cold black well.
Yes, I'm the thing in the abyss. The thing
that guy
that's
right
the,
there. He's the thing.
Bob is the enema for a
He's the thing.
Society.
No, I'm the thing.
The phone guy.
The thing.
Hey, Dr. Howe.
He's the
thing. How would you say is the best way to raise the Kundalini serpent or develop your soul?
By intense concentration and practice. Practice makes perfect. One may not simply resolve to do it and then congratulate oneself for having achieved a state of fatuous holiness. Why, this is a snare like one of the many thousand dragons that the Buddha warned lay in the path of the faithful.
But can't you just get the software upgrade nowadays, Dr. Howe?
Well, that's the American solution, to take the shortcut, to spend some dough and get the...
Think of the time we'll save, how much more efficient we'll be.
Don't spend time boning up in Lamas area.
We could be hanging out in the back with the other kitchen guys next to the dishwasher, smoking the doobie while the software upgrades itself.
And this
spend a lot of time studying esoteric tomes of forgotten knowledge, just so we can enhance our souls.
The knife.
We could just pay $3.95.
Let's open the breast, and the smoking heart is removed with a sacrificial offer. While blood runs down specially grooved gutters carved into the altar
stone.
Oh, the waste is no longer toxic.
Or you know, we hate the earth. We're not trying to
waste
check
because
anybody.
We don't want it there.
But why is it toxic? Because just because it poisons people.
It's a long, strange
trip. I mean, that's just a question of definition.
It stops at places like Padua, Italy, where we're going to take a look at the severed tongue of St. Anthony. Goa, India, where we can see the toes of St. Francis Xavier. Sri Lanka, and we can see the tooth of the Buddha there in the Temple of the Holy Tooth.
Now, where's the toe jam
and,
of St.
Kashmir? Where we will see a whisker from the beard of Mohammed.
Or no, it's safe.
If we have time, we'll even stop by Jerusalem in search of the most famous missing relic in the world.
Where do we keep what kind of a
foreskin of Jesus? A piece of the penis of Jesus is believed to be in the holy city.
I can bring that up to the desert. We can green screen shots.
Hey, can you explain to me the layman's terms of anti-proton or antimatter?
Antimatter? Why, that's the biggest scan that ever came tumbling down the path. But antimatter is implied
by the
existence of pro-matter, as it were. Yes, because each thing incarnates and
implies
the theory also implies that that type of matter cannot come in contact with our type of matter without creating, well, a whacking great explosion.
A rift in the universe.
In fact, some theorize that this was the motive force behind the first spasm which created the Big Bang and the evolution of galaxies, planets.
Before the Big Bang, it was just an antimatter.
Well,
proton walking around and a little matter.
No,
positive matter was walking around. They both collided into each other in the void.
More than one universe would come into accidental collision to create a new phenomenon, i.e. our universe.
You can say whatever you want at that point because it's all conjecture.
But some is mathematically implied from physical models, not
yes,
either.
Yes, so is so.
It. But it's based in reality. It is not a soft, squishy science, but one which involves not abstruse but precise calculations. Some beyond the ability of any human to calculate. That's why we've got thinking machines, which
can
think.
Prove the existence of our own universe, but cannot prove the existence of other universes. But they can't disprove the existence of other universes either.
Now, the ancient Greeks preserved pieces of soldiers killed in battle, and Egyptians and Japanese like mummification.
They sliced off what now?
Well, I spoke earlier of the fabled prepuce of Christ in the holy city of Jerusalem. Jesus' foreskin, removed and treasured in its tiny golden reliquary. The remains of St. Polycarp, who was burned at the stake in AD 155, that which make up the first documented case of Christian relic.
I always thought, why'd they name him after a fish?
After many different fishes. We also learn that as long as relics have been venerated, they have been tested for authenticity, including the most famous relic ever exposed to the rigors of scientific questioning, the Shroud of Bozo. The Shroud of Bozo was on display at the Night of
Slack. The Shroud of Bozo?
At the Night of Slack, we showed the Shroud of Bozo.
Yes.
We did.
Could you see Bozo's hideous, foul corpse and smelly, rotten flesh marks on it?
Some of it, yes. It was certainly clear. And then there were also a series of very profound religious paintings, most of which showed crucifixes where Bozo had been crucified but then sawed off his arms and feet so he could get away and not be in such a ridiculous predicament.
I heard that Bozo was the one that invented that joke about going to bed with a woman so ugly that he didn't the next morning when he woke up, he chewed his arm off to keep from waking her up.
You know, he's quite a guy. Just like the guy who slid his
That's
shoes
how you know that she's really, you really made
her
a bad decision the night before when you would rather actually chew your arm off than
Well, they went
risk.
To bed drunk, and she was honking his rubber nose, but when he woke up and saw her face in the slanting,
he
harsh
went,
light. No, he went.
Gowershum.
Hey, can you talk about the third eye and the Mayan number 8 symbol?
Bozo did? Larry Harmon?
Are you the Mayan number
who
eight?
Talked about the Mayan third eye?
The Mayan number eight. It looks like the evolution smiley face, but with three eyes.
Yes, the three-eyed smile, which actually comes from true enlightenment, but few have made the actual connection as to what the pure and actually existent source of this enlightenment might be.
It's the beatific smile of an idiot.
Yeah, but what causes it?
Ignorance, because ignorance is bliss.
But what if you could actually get a kind of radiant religious bliss? And of course you can.
To learn what it takes to get it means that you can't be it.
Many people have felt it. That means it is part of the wiring of our
It is, but as soon as you look for it, it disappears.
That's
the
because
problem.
We approach it in the wrong way.
Yeah,
but
you have to
all
not be looking for it to find
it. All the saints and sages
it.
Who discussed of the two worlds
it's like
so
getting,
wisely,
it's
they
sort
are
of like slack. If you
like
look too hard for it, it skitters away like a spider in the, or a cockroach in the, you know, in the kitchen at night when you turn on the lights, all the cockroaches run to the corner. That's what happens when you look for slack too hard and you're really trying to find it. You're spending a lot of time searching for your slack.
Myself.
But then when you least expect it and you're thinking about other things, there you find your slack.
Great argument.
And I really think that that in this case, that topic we were discussing,
the same door as
that just became a tangential concatenation of, was probably relative to that same discussion.
The seed of wisdom that I sow and my own
word that I could remember.
To make it grow.
How great that would be.
What a wonderful world.
What a wonderful world. If only we could remember what happened like 5 minutes ago. This is really the greatest 5 minutes. The last 5 minutes. These ones that I can remember.
The wacky way
are
out.
So great. They're not as good as like 10 minutes ago, but only think that by legendary reference, not because of any remembrance of it or historical documentation of it. It's just I feel like it. It's a gut thing. It's an emotional gut level that says, hey, that was a cool 10 minutes ago. Don't you agree, Puzzling?
It was.
10 minutes ago was so cool.
We'll never get those 10 minutes
cool than that.
It'll never be as cool as that now in the future.
I'm ready to give up.
The kids that are born after today.
I doubt if I could last another 36 minutes.
The kids that are born after today will never be as cool as us because they won't know how cool
3 minutes ago.
Yeah. We don't require an actual object to worship.
10 minutes ago or 12 or 7.
That doesn't have to be that pipe face thing that you always
sure, it has to have a pipe in it. Whatever it is, needs to have a pipe
irrelevant.
In it.
Even
a little tiny,
according
tiny
to
plastic
the rules
that's
of
one
my
thing we found about Bob's face, and I'm holding up a picture of Bob now to all the
who's
members
that?
Of
what
the
is
audience.
That? I don't see it.
In
one thing we found
of,
about that face is
example,
that you can stick a pipe in almost anything and it would become
a face. There is a deep doctrinal divide, even in Muslim religion, between the Shiites and the Sunnis. And the Shiites revere relics, while the Sunnis despise them. Their position of religious practice.
Would you compare? Would you compare and extrapolate on the analogy between the Shiites and the Sunnis and the Eastern Orthodox Catholics and the Western Catholics?
Well,
they are
similar only in that doctrinal division has occurred.
And they're both the Eastern section of them both are iconoclastic.
And so amusing it is that so many religions dispute the existence of evolution but are themselves the direct product of evolution, which can be
so
observed
ridiculous.
As historic
ridiculous.
Prophet.
But this is the kind of truth that will set us free.
Your Catholics divide their relics into three classes. The first class relics include any object that may have contacted Jesus.
And what about the million naked subgeniuses that will be marching on Washington?
All
this
or
weekend?
Part of the body of a saint. Second class relics are anything other than flesh and bone associated
flesh,
with saints'
yeah, their
life.
Flesh will be
and
showing.
Third
They're
class
naked.
Relics are anything
the
at all
flesh
that
hanging
has
out
touched
everywhere.
A first class.
Speaking
relic.
Of that fat guy
of course,
on the Xerox
a fourth
machine,
class
he'll be
relic
there.
Is a relic which has touched a third class relic.
But don't touch them.
A fifth class
you touch
relic
those guys,
is a relic
they'll be
which
after you and they'll be all over
a
you.
A fourth
lots
class
of, lot
relic,
of flesh,
but by now
sweaty,
we're down to paper clips and erasers and lead pencils.
But the truth will still set you free.
So, line up and become a member of
me,
Subgenius Church before cock crow, or ye shall never
don't get
know
too close, though.
The eternal bliss of X Day. And I tell you, those sex goddesses are real. But then you've got to satisfy them.
Yeah, and they've got those tentacles and all those beaks and
well,
things.
Well, maybe the ones you encountered did.
They're the most beautiful things in the universe, which are more beautiful than anything we've ever seen on the Earth. So
I have to say, in my case, it's absolutely true. I found
for some new aspects of bodily configuration.
Not even new.
To redefine
classic,
the word beauty for you.
Variations on a well-known theme.
Right, it's classic variations on well-known physical themes, but it will cause you to have to redefine what you think of as beauty.
Not in my trail.
Well, it only redefines it in the sense of expanding it to be greater than what you ever thought it could be. You had this limited thing that you thought, this is beauty, and you had something on it that said, this is the top level, this is the scale, this is the far end of where my definition of beauty goes. This is as far as my brain can think.
Make me a calculator.
Think about it. Even the greatest brain in the world only has that level. But once you meet these sex goddesses, it brings that to a whole new level because you couldn't believe it, anything.
It's all there in Revelation X. But it does point out that these sex goddesses will not necessarily... this is not necessarily something healthy. This can be life-destroying.
Well, yeah, because
it's
some
a profound
people
experience, but it is not a salutary Dianetics-type program of praxis, which is supposed to improve your non-subgenius life. As far as the church is concerned, non-subgenius life. All else is a satanic conspiracy counterfeit.
And once you find those extra sex organs that you never knew
Sex organs.
That's what gets real interesting.
Extra sex organs.
Things that don't exist
that
on
extra
Earth.
Sexy life. Extra sex organs for your alien
life.
So
you discovered that the sex goddess is
so you'll have lots of fun with extra sex
goddess
what? On everyone. And here we have the...
Caller, use your mind again.
Use your mind. Go.
Journey to the center of your brain.
Don't think about the sex goddesses. That's just
problem. Goofball radio.
But that is
no, they existed. I was there with them. They existed.
There come the heliopters.
Okay, now.
They can't stop me. They'll never get me out of here. I tell
you
that's the way it was.
So the new church people even know about heliopters.
Tell me, ye merchant's daughter, did you ever see a creature in your town before?
They're hard to.
A woman so lovely. That's a mild voice.
Here come the heliopters.
Look up and see what's going on. The greenish shadow colors there.
Her wiggly eyes like sapphires shining bright. Her forehead ivory white. Her cheeks like apples, it's the sun rutted. Her lips like cherries charming men to bright. Her breasts like to a bowl of cream uncrudded. Her pats like lilies budded. Her snowy neck like to a marble tower. And all her body like a palace fair. Ascending up with many a stately stair to honor's seat. And chastities
will begin to writhe and quiver and hug closer together, anticipating the touch.
The virgins in amaze upon her circuit gaze, rises with regret. Your former
anyone redeeming your voice?
We're
talking about
pleasure
saucers and goddesses and
trying to tell you what it's
going to
be like.
Nobody
believes in
this. Let's meet many of those folks who care for
brain snout flopping in slow motion.
Stumpy relics of the Saint Stanley.
Did you think about that? Your brain snout flopping in slow motion?
Brain snout flopping in slow motion is not part of
the mutants are rising.
The question is, do you believe in UFOs?
I do.
UFOs?
Of course,
you have to believe.
You believe in evil scientists.
Otherwise, one must believe that every flying object has been identified. Clearly not the case. Therefore, ipso facto, there are UFOs.
But do you believe there's scientists out there that are endeavoring to expand the evil side of man's
UFOs. They don't have those anymore because newspapers are just...
scientific thought.
If you subscribe all 7 days to the New York Times nowadays, it's $818 a year.
It will not control us.
But what's that?
For the New York Times every day.
Really?
Almost $1,000 now. Newspapers are gone, folks.
Well, they figured if
$1,000 to subscribe.
They're trying to figure out a way to go faster, so they started deciding, well, if we charge more and more, then we'll get fewer and fewer customers, and then finally we'll have one customer who pays us all of what we need, and then we can tell everybody what they
need. I thought my newspaper subscription was expensive. I just paid it $62
for the Kron nickel.
For the Kron, yeah.
For how long?
That's hard for me to pay.
How long?
But for 8 weeks, but unfortunately I've been putting it off. So
the New York Times,
if
you got that every day.
Isn't there some place you can go every day and like get a free one?
Now there is, online. Yeah. Everything's free online. Everything's beautiful and free online. Everything's better online.
I want it pushed through my mail slot in the morning so I can sit there and scratch and read the comics and drink coffee.
The brain slit?
No, drinking coffee. Yeah, the brain slit. Before the coffee, the brain slit.
Prairie squid. She was talking about prairie.
Oh, enjoy life.
Yeah, prairie squid.
I'm interested in procuring one, but I'm not sure what they eat or where I would put it.
They eat small critters.
Something, you know, things that other prairie animals eat. But the prairie animals with a beak, you have to feed them with a beaked animal. You know,
the
seeds
beak is
and nuts
the hardest part of prairie.
I should probably show you what they eat on
nuts,
the
grubs.
It's radio.
Yeah.
And the cut.
Plus, Gavin shows that stuff himself in person.
It is the only bone in the beast. The rest is a soft sack.
Are they aquatic? I just don't know.
No, they're terrestrial. They're terrestrial.
They're terrestrial, but they can enter their ancestral aquatic element. But in general, they are absolutely fine in standard environment. But you've got to see them. They generally hide themselves and render themselves almost invisible.
And the guys that de-beak them are hard to find these days. You can't hardly find them. The squid de-beakers are...
It seems to have a corrupting influence, and these people, without exception, become...
Well, they're friendly once they've been trained and properly de-beaked.
They're perfect.
But you don't want one that still has its beak.
Well, no, you don't.
De-beaking them hurt? I mean, isn't that inhumane?
No, it's like cutting a, you know, it's like trimming a horse's hooves. You do that so they can keep walking without hurting their feet.
Remember that I, or my alter egotist, has a pet head crab named Hetty. And
yes, I remember that.
This head crab has been de-beaked.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. The head crab
but
has been de-beaked.
But he still gets into a heap of mischief.
Yeah, he does. And
in
that
fact,
head
in our
crab
last episode,
actually gets
he was shot into space by mistake.
But that head crab, you used that head crab at some point to help you solve part of one of the puzzles.
Nobody likes him, but it's a nice pet, because without the beak, it can't zombieize you.
Yeah, once it grabs onto your head and it consumes your head in such a way.
It sort of takes over
your head, and then you wander around like a zombie with this massive head crab consuming your head.
Are they sociable? I mean, I'd like to be able to
take. They are sociable.
Prairie squids are very sociable.
Haven't
once
you
they've
seen
been
those
de-beaked,
pictures of them sitting on a woman's
You have to de-beak them because they can't really.
There are several photos.
They're too aggressive to have in your possession.
That picture, right?
Sure. But they're don't you agree? They are too aggressive to have in your possession with their beaks. They could, you could be in a car with an undebeaked, a beaked squid in the back, prairie squid in the back seat. You pick up a hitchhiker, and that squid, while it may have shown some level of comfortableness with you, once it sees that hitchhiker, it's all over. It's going to rip that hitchhiker's throat out and just leave your car all bloody and. It's not worth the mess to even risk it.
That kind of went south.
You go, put it.
Well, now
you got to put it in a cage for a little while.
A cage, but it's a proud creature.
It is a
proud
creature.
What about a sequin collar? I mean, if it was on a leash, would it be okay?
Oh, probably would be.
Yes, it would be as long as the leash was in your control and you could tighten the loop, just like around a poisonous snake's.
Rhinestones. It likes rhinestones.
Like the cobra collected by Sherlock Holmes in the story. What was that story? The Speckled Band. The Adventure of the Speckled
Band. You can definitely gain the respect of your entire neighborhood if you walk your prairie squid around the neighborhood.
Plenty of show to go around.
Show it off.
Have a nice steaming chunk of show.
Let it display its posterior appendage.
What was that?
The me show.
The me show?
It is me show. Me,
yeah, little Dobbs will do you. And this is what you dial in for.
Me.
There it is.
The audience is listening.
Me.
I always feel like this when I hear that.
Look at that old prairie squid lapping up that brain matter.
Do I get my prairie squid from a breeder, or I wouldn't want to get one from a pet store.
Yeah, getting from a breeder is probably a good idea, because if they're not breathing, the prairie squid might have already done its job.
The art of breathing is instructive.
Well, you can get one that's already breathing for you. And it's harder to bond with it if you're not the one that actually, you know, instructs.
They're here. I hope there's enough room for everybody in the car.
I'll be right back.
In the 8th century B.C., there was an unforgettable range of myths in a source unique to the Greeks. Poetry, of course, the epics of Homer, the Iliad, and the Odyssey, and the shorter poetry of Hesiod, including the Theogony and Works and Days.
Bulbous.
But the rest of their civilization was rather primitive in comparison to this. The Greeks of the 8th century were ultimately distinguished by words rather than by things. They didn't have any fancy schmancy temples with pillars and all that stuff. All they had was pottery, erotic pottery. Yes, a large collection of these urns could make one a person of stature in the ancient world, but to one's full extent. Now, the island of Euboea is not shown in this picture. Oh, yes. So this is, of course, photoshopped. Don't believe it. It's an exaggeration.
We keep the
Euboeans can be credited with important settlements and conquests. From Tunisia to the Chalcidic north, from Syria to
the
Bay of
Naples. And this is the rear view
there
as we attack the
Pentagon. Some legendary traveling heroes like Popeye and Sinbad, whose adventures we're going to show at the next episode of the Ask Dr. Hell Show. Daedalus also. Heracles or Hercules.
The next Ask Dr. Hell Show, by the way, he'd be a killer.
Kill somebody. It'll kill me if it makes it
because,
money.
Because it's the last show and the double host, the one where they're going to kill the audience, right? The twin hosts will be doing that show, and they were bragging how many people they're going to bring into the show.
Colchis to Festival.
I feel like it's going to be a really raucous one.
Who's that? What's
I mean, the next
and last Ask Dr. Hell over the Dark Room.
The dark room. Yeah,
well, that's right. One thing is
that's where the Ask Dr. Hell show has now landed at dark.
Fortiatus
was one of our hosts, but we had Jeffrey Smart last time. But this time we're going to have some fetching Siamese twins.
Ladies
and gentlemen, they're lovely to look on, but they're conjoined by a single mustache.
Yeah, and they were bragging how raucous they would be.
They're going to be raucous, and the entire thing will be chaotic. It will be up to me
to ride herd
on a sea of chiggers.
Ride herd on a sea of chiggers.
That might have to happen in Kentucky in August.
Missouri in July.
Missouri loves company.
In October, am I going to get to see all of you guys in Portland?
Well, you'll see me up there.
Yeah, I'll be up there, too, Rocktober. Yeah,
I think it's actually even in September, but maybe not.
I thought it was October, too. It's got to be
October. Okay,
think it's October 10th.
Yeah. Is that when it is? Great. I will be up there shooting, because I bet it's going to be a fun show.
As long as the escape from Berserkly race doesn't manage to occur at the same time.
Don't forget, October the 16th, the reunion of the Butthole Surfers.
You could fly from L.A.
They're going to be at the Embassy Ballroom.
Not within elbow's length.
No, who would want to miss that?
Who would marry you? I would like to know.
And Bob is ready to do battle.
So what's happening up north?
Makes me want to go.
Is there some kind of revival up there in October?
I guess there's going to be.
I want to. I plan on it. Unless
the sergeant,
I'll be there.
He says,
there's going to be a Subgenius Film Fest in
September. You can be in the show if you want.
September?
Yeah.
In Shocktober.
It's going to be in Berlin. It's going to be in Nevada, though.
I'm going to be in show.
You can be if you like.
I'd love to be.
You'll have to. I'm giving some sermons, and I'm giving them away.
What show are you talking about? Which one is this?
Valueless Value Pit. In Portland, Oregon. Part of the Divival.
Oregon.
It's Oregon Eyes by a fellow named
Pentagon, Oregon.
You know him? Busted after couch stop.
Do you know him? His name is Crawford Smith.
Crawford Smith.
Yes, he's a Smith. He's not the Smith. He's one of these smaller Smiths.
I don't think he's in the video. Maybe he is.
Oh, well, no, he's not in the video.
He's in the video. He's in the pictures.
On the QT. You know,
from when we went out to the...
and this subgenius show
graveyard
be a vivid travelogue.
He's in those
strange subgenius lands. One that reads like a detective young person, story and is the same lively originality as Fox's writings about the Bible and the unauthorized version or even the book of subgenius martyrs.
Yeah.
A calculating, sophisticated, intense show that will thrill you to the pit of your being. From the pit of man's stomach to the summit
I'm watching
of
your
his
mind. Don't
confusion.
Be
it's a more subgenius one. Bring the kids. Fun for all. Come one, come all. No refunds.
I want to die for you.
Believe me, you'll be glad.
I want to die in a holy war.
But now they're actually in this big, so much they're going into subgenius fumes right here in the studio.
Hello, we're doing show.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. How are you
taking it? He's in the middle and the pickle on top. Nope, the cops are here again.
Jesus, it's the fuzz.
Yes,
it's
Jesus.
The fun.
Oink, oink.
Now, let's not provoke him. But you're listening to the show way up there? In the air?
Yes. We get excellent reception up here.
Beautiful. Is that on the internet?
I feel security. We heard the alarm.
Yes, intro.
Oh, no. We're cool, man. We're cool. We're just doing show. No, it's no, we're not doing anything else.
Is that a flower down?
No, it's cool. Yeah.
Oh, is this the mayor? Okay.
Yeah. This is Gavin Newsom. Yeah, it's cool. The whole city's cool.
Oh, okay. Just worried about that alarm.
We'd like the whole city to come up to Dragon's Breath, though.
The
space bankers see you right now.
Oh, I thought you said space bakers. Like the guys
well,
that make
they're probably
baker
behind the bankers. Somebody's got to keep
one whiskey, Charlie Zero.
Space bankers see you right now. They're watching 43% of you, whether you like it or not.
They break your life.
Breaker. Somebody broke my shot glass on stage.
Really irritated
me. How dare they? I had that ever since I was a child.
That was Jeffrey. He accidentally...
Yeah, I forgive him, but at least there's still one more that can be used for the Fernet to sacrifice.
Oh, well, sacrifice. That's always a good thing.
Yes, sacrifice. Like Moloch's fiery sacrifice. Where the innocent are thrown in
that's
the
what happens.
Fiery
a girl calls,
belly.
And then all the guys call like crazy.
And it's the 25th anniversary of the Hayward system. The first Hayward system was sacramentality, dear friend.
In shadows.
This burning idol. I recognize that voice.
I recognize that voice.
Yeah.
That's why we play
Jerry
the scary
caller.
In vain with cymbals ring, they call the grizzly king.
Yes, dear friends, I did want to call in and let people know, but we're still there.
The brutish
are you there? Excellent. You're
there, and we're
you
here.
You got pictures of yourself with that rifle on, out on...
ISIS and all.
You gotta watch out.
It was a Thompson submachine gun, not a rifle.
No, it was an M16.
Thompson submachine gun.
Oh, see, memories fail. Yeah, I remember.
Memory?
I have a
same memory does fail.
I know for sure that it was.
Still out there worshiping the 5 foot spiral.
See,
the Nomothusians, the Yesbots, the Lilliputians, the Ken and Barbies, the Errorists, the Hapitians, the Ordinarians, and the Licks,
which we now still possess.
Fighting
the Ken and Barbies, on Grundy Street.
Those are them.
There they are.
Yes.
Fastened high.
Maybe
and
think about it. I'm talking about that. At one point, he's in uniform out on the street. It's an M16 rifle he has in his hands. And it looks pretty real. And I
all right,
remember
perhaps
thinking,
you're right. Right.
Yeah, I think it's a different moment. I know which ones you're talking about. And they were used internally when we had to subdue the fans when they complained for some reason about they had paid all this money and now they wanted to show.
All those unreasonable
I want show.
Well, we'd love to.
Well, you're at an age when you want a show.
You still want
just the way
show.
It is.
I need
yeah.
show.
Yeah, needing and wanting and all that stuff.
So are you yeah. listening by yourself, or is there a whole audience there? You're
part of? There's a whole secret cell.
Actually, I'm listening with someone else in the U.K.
Oh, good, good.
So, in the U.K.?
Yes.
A whole cadre of
is that
foreign
like being in the
listeners.
Oh,
connected to you.
The U.K., I understand. Yeah, okay.
Connection.
You're the unknown, get
still
it,
still here to four indescribable.
The unknown. Well, yeah, I'm actually looking forward to it. Hey, did you go to Canada, Dr. Hal? Did you go to Canada or something for a revival? Or did I?
No, I never did. I went to Indianapolis, Indiana.
System they have was
it
free?
Oh, maybe it was
Seattle, Washington,
yeah.
Portland.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Portland.
Oh, Dr. Hal.
Me too.
Arizona, New York. Yes.
I'm looking forward to
Dr. Howard.
I really,
I'm
really
here,
get up
my
to
boy.
Beautiful Portland.
Ready to answer
well,
your question.
Well, you're going
to
be here, right?
Yeah, I do absolutely. Hope so, unless some scheduling anomaly destroys
and we're
my...
going to hang out, right?
Oh, I do hope so, yes.
Yeah.
We'll hang out in our shingle
home. I'm going to get a room. That's how serious I am.
Well, I wish I could do that.
If I have a room.
If I only have the dough, you know. But,
that's what you have to have these days.
I think I might be the house guest of Nenslow.
Yeah, I think just to keep all the house guest things, pressures off, I'll be... downtown.
But I don't know, and there's
downtown.
One night
that's so far away from me.
No,
one night I won't
yeah,
be
I no
able
idea.
To go to Nenslow's house, and that is the very night of the show itself, because he's going to close up shop very early
so
and not allow
be
anyone
nearby.
Who
of course,
lingers at an after-show party to enter his premises.
I'm probably one of the far satellites of the
I might have
we'll
to seek shelter elsewhere.
How far is it
Nenslow's gates are barred against me because of the lateness of the hour.
It's like just beyond, it's what? What's to Willits or, you know, it's another 4 hours from say,
Willits?
Like turning off to go to, yeah, it's like 8 hours, 9 hours, right? And what's the drive?
To
the young
Seattle?
Lady we're talking to has done it a bunch. Yeah,
but
the drive
I'm
from Portland to here.
On wings of
yeah,
summer.
What is that? What is the drive time?
Oh, from San Francisco?
Yeah.
Or from the Bay Area? If you're me, 10 hours. If you're most other people, 12 hours.
You know, I talked with Crawford about possibly traveling up on a train,
That would be great.
Oh, the train would be awesome, especially at this time of the year, that time of the year.
I used to do that a lot because I had friends in Seattle, and I constantly took the train, and you go through the most amazing parts at night. So if you wanted a full moon, you could get up in the observation car. Yeah, it's mesmerizing if you have the time to do it.
That's the problem, the time. Yeah. Right? Time.
And we used to do the, as you people call it, the prom in the observation car in those days.
Well, I could never do it there, but I found other places to do it on the train.
Many years ago.
Which have always worked
Late
for
70s.
Me. I've never been
in
caught
fact,
yet.
In fact, there was a thing with a little wire in it that was
thing
sold
with
for
wire
years
in it.
That held the froth, a little container that you could then combust it with. And we met the guy who invented that thing on the observation car using his product. Heartily.
Now it's all about the froth.
I didn't mean to bring it back. See, the music gets hot.
But the
faster
harmonic
the heartbeat
mind
gets going.
That's what I understand.
My heartbeat is about God.
The subgenius church is like inhaling pure sex.
The fuel is gone.
And all the colors are gone.
That fire.
Hal, can I trouble you for some office?
Well, all right. What would you have me say?
Oh, anything you like, really.
Hoppin'oppy, thopping, yapu-loppy, guapi-loppy.
There you go.
There. Is that what you want me to say? But give me something else. Hoppum.
Why is it that you can look into the future with confidence?
We're losing our window.
Oh, it's just fate's eye thing.
Well, we look in the next 5 minutes with confidence.
That sounds like the sex goddesses, all right.
Just like we look in the last 5 minutes with confidence.
The last 5 minutes. The mind incarnate.
The previous
at the end of
10 minutes is like, that's ancient history. It's so far gone. We don't even remember how cool it was.
The old, the new logic.
But Slack can be money. Slack can be sex. But Slack is Bob. Don't forget that.
Rationality.
Slack is one hell of a trickster.
And complementary nature.
All this stuff about Slack being an internal nirvana of the mind is so much pure knee crap. Come on, snap out of it.
Ontology of consciousness.
Living is a state of mind.
Panpsychism and the
living in a state of mental bliss may help, but let's face it, it just isn't real.
And then at last our bliss, full and perfect.
Discussing true Slack.
But now begins.
We are talking about simply improving your imagination, self-image.
The old dragon underground in straighter
limits bound. Those are mere images. We're talking about major material advancement in the physical world.
See his kingdom fail.
Money, sex. We're actually talking about miracles and more fun in the objective. Sensible universe. Straight A's with no effort.
Bob Dobbs, he's no slob. Bob Dobbs, he's no
slob. Yes, we're talking about.
He's the head of that subgenius church, which means he's super cool.
Well, not nothing. It's not completely nothing. You actually do have to.
Now, it don't make no never mind whether
it's
Bob
still the best
is just a picture on the wall or something a little bit more real to y'all. But Bob exists and Bob is light to those who dwell in the realms of night. But
less money
does
than
a human
Hal, I thought
display.
Of something.
What was that?
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Drop and couple, lop and apple, stop bar. Hop out, up I, wop and upper, wop it, yapper, wopper. Appa, bopper, love, lopper, whopper, old yapper, flop I. Wop I, gop a, doppy, mop and dop and up a, stop I. Drop and couple, lop and apple, stop bar. Hop out, up I, wop and upper, wop it, yapper, upper.
So sad.
Twinkle, twinkle, little bat.
How I wonder
where you're at. Up above the world you fly like a tea tray in the sky.
This makes Uncle Meat seem strange.
Strange. He has strange, strange powers.
Just reading
for him. Disobeyed.
The crowd is hypnotized. There they are. They're hypnotized. Completely enraptured.
Would you hold hands with a lobster?
You know it.
No, possibly. I don't know. I mean, you'd have to, not just any old way. I'd want to make sure that was soon. But that there was a TV commercial like that once about. It showed two lovers and they're about to hold hands. Only one hand turns into a lobster claw because they didn't have some goo which you rub on your hands, which makes them more fun to handle.
Each victim is given a blast from a nasal mist squeezer.
I beg your pardon.
Yes, and then Dr. Hal takes him by surprise, grabs his head, stuffs the unit up his nose.
I never did any such thing, no how.
Puzzling evidence collapses, unconscious to the floor.
You see, even at that party,
Dr.
I didn't
Hal
want
to
hit that little
to the audience,
dangling fellow
and when he throws
because
the switch
he had done me
wall,
no harm.
The minds of his victims will be completely reprogrammed
living beings.
With the details of his master
a large
plan.
Piece for me. So, what is the deal?
The yes,
way
that is the
man
deal.
Cannot rise above his basest inclination.
When this Dr. Hal process is completed, not only will their consciousness be expanded, their brains will actually be enlarged.
If it kills them.
He explains that the human skull, a hard bone, doesn't really leave much room for the type of tissue growth the victims will experience here.
In fact, there are multiple bones.
And the enlarged brain will extend through the sinus cavity into the noses of the group. The area has been softened by the nasal mist
and
will reshape itself to accommodate the extra brain cells. Is this true, Dr. Hal? This is your testimony.
It is true in a non-literal sense. One must not expect to extrapolate praxis from a study of myth and our holy legends and ceremonies which are subject to change. As you know, you created most of them. Why are you quizzing me? Aren't you one of the founders of this so-called church? Oh, ye of little faith.
Oh, well, that may be true.
Is sharper than a serpent's tooth, and have a faithful spine.
That could explain this strange musical composition.
Very strange.
What?
Very strange.
Dr.
We dare not disobey.
Every night you point to the static gun.
Yes, folks, believe me, this is a tricky subject to approach. And if you're the saber-toothed tiger by
the
tail,
meat man?
Their tails are actually very short.
What?
Just what
the meat man?
One.
No.
Whether you gotta watch something.
Well, I will see you when I'm in the frozen Northland. I promise I will.
That's what this show's about. I was going into the AUK, the unknown.
For you. If I Survive, the horrible Burning Man thing, and everything else. In Portland. There
Portland.
Plenty of Portland.
Cool. Makes it
guys.
Guys.
Down at the bottom of the
Did
sound
you look at
well,
the animation videos?
Almost no, the same, but they screaming well.
Thomas Dolby, Jan Hammer, and James Reynolds.
Ralph Fielding and the unveiling murder. Weddings are usually a time
okay, don't forget to read your birthday daily plan.
Wild muggle faux pas.
I thought you were going to say something about Bob.
A wedding
I did say something about Bob.
What up, Bob?
Several things about Bob.
There's much about Bob that we do not
know. I can tell you a thing or two about
There's
that,
much ado
Bob.
About Bob.
Yes, the holy do, darsham, the effluvium that emanates or radiates from holy men.
This is the importance of being Bob.
There is a certain importance to being Bob, but not everyone can be Bob. However, one can put on one's Bob-like nature, like a pair of cast-off galligaskins.
Just a, like a pair of old,
and then,
nasty
in the same way, one
pants.
Can drop trowel and drop
pants.
The protection of Bob and discard these sacred pants as one might kick off any discarded item of one.
There they go.
Yep.
Who knows? Who cares?
There's
a pair of dead man's pants.
They speed away.
That's in the darkness of the street. Watch out, because you might hit them as they cavort and govelate.
It's like doing too much show on nitrous oxide.
Too much
right
sugar. And
speaking of too much sugar,
by the
time
to
donuts.
Hit to Donut World.
Donuts.
And our donut law enforcement,
me, oh
which
my
we have
God.
To read.
Donuts. We'll go
tomorrow
see our
is your wedding day.
The Berkeley Police Department.
We turn in all of Northern and Central California.
Yes, they
delicious
donuts. Purchase them.
Oh, you guys donuts. Should bring me an In-N-Out burger.
Maple sugar.
Okay. 12 hours from now, we'll show up with
law enforcement.
In-N-Out burgers.
In California.
A little whoopie prize. And
all this number
the shake has turned
time.
Into a kind of mush.
We know what
the
it takes.
Yeah,
we know
yeah.
Where
yeah if you could just throw it all together in a blender.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we'll do that. Just
we'll
for you.
Do that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Or amalgam of a rich
amalgamation.
Was not on this show.
I agree. I would love to go get something that was just like breakfast in a blender.
Yes,
he was not on this show tonight.
We mainline that.
We meant that to be that way this time.
It's yeah. free. It's the first
Well, we're moving to the crowd here at the end of the show. And
yeah. Pausing only
the show is
to touch
dying.
A child.
Now we're in the elevator. We're going upstairs to the rocket ship.
The 13
show
steps
still
to
has
the scaffold.
Do I have
life.
An email?
Yes, there's a
oh,
rocket up there.
All right, thanks.
How's your inbox there? It's got something in it.
I just deleted
what
it. I don't even
that?
Look anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what's the
really
point?
I just
my
don't
inbox and my spam bucket are the same thing.
There's a little time left.
Yeah. It's just fun to
put all my email into the spam bucket.
What am I going to do without you guys?
That way I don't
have
to
we
I don't
are
have to find out what ED
present.
Stands for.
I can feel the sun setting.
I know
it's
I
a hard
know.
Time.
I've gotten so many offers.
Okay, we're in the rocket now, getting
I
ready to
I will be
go.
Physically there. Well, the rocket is taking off from the playa.
Oh,
no,
we're already
be.
Taking off?
I can't delete
no,
spam
rocket.
As
no,
fast
rocket.
As it gets into my email. Yeah. If I deleted spam at like 300 messages per second, it's still coming in at like 500 messages per second.
Yeah.
That auto delete.
Even auto delete can't keep up with it. My computer's not fast enough.
Could we have a few last words about Bob, sir?
Bob, sir?
Bob, sir?
Bob, sir?
Bob's your uncle.
Dr. Hal, I finally gotcha.
Gotcha.
Being at the lappets of my coat. Is it the devil?
You got him.
For the devil
you
hath
finally,
power
Dan?
To assume a pleasing shape.
I got
yea,
him.
And perhaps out of my
we
weakness
built him
and
up
my melancholy,
into his thing.
As he is very potent with such spirits.